Okay, we're continuing on the bottom of page, Pei Tes. Yesterday we discussed how important it is to have patience in your spiritual development. Even though we know Mashiach is coming and we want it to come quickly, but we still have to do the work that's necessary. And since the day is short, we should realize that we have to work quickly as opposed to giving up hope. So he continues at the bottom of Pei Tes. Ha-hakora she-hakol me-Hashem Yisbarach tevatal es tchoshes choser ha-yicholas. The recognition that everything comes from Hashem should cancel out the reaction that comes from the fact that we have limited ability. What does he mean? Klapei ma-advar ma-murim. So what is this all being said regarding the fact that the time is short and we have to work hard to be able to accomplish it? And we want to be able to see that pleasure that we're looking for. So what are we talking about? Now we move to the top of page Tzadi. Ya'atznu beprakim akodmin. We gave advice in the previous chapters. She'achas l'shavua yispodeid adam imkono. That once a week a person should seclude himself with his creator, l'meshach mispershos, for a number of hours, v'yasok b'hisponus, and engage in self-reflection. V'nei yeshnam Hamanasim lina kach shavua echad. Some try this for a week. Ukishala holechlam, and if it doesn't go for them, miyad hem omrim, immediately they say, zelo bishvili, it's not for me. Elu dvorim gvohim lanoshim acherim. These are lofty things for other kinds of people. Elu eitzes toivis, these are good ideas. Achem matimos liyechide skulabador. But those are suited for those that are the unique, special people in generation. And it's not for me. This whole business is way too hard for me to accomplish. So, what's the response to that? So, shtei ha'akdamos shikdam dukan. The two things we have prefaced here. Noadu kedei lohavin madua mishpat zeninochem. They show us why this statement is not correct. When a person says, this is not for me. In simple words, what's he really saying? When you're saying this spiritual stuff is not for me, what are you really saying? You're saying, Ani bekochi rotza l'sheves kan achshav kamashos. Me with my strength wants to sit here for many hours. Aval ein li koyach. I don't have the strength. Ani lo yochel, I'm not able. That's what you're really saying. When you're saying it's not for me, what you're saying is, I can't do it. That's what you're saying. So hatshuvahi, so the response to saying, I can't do it, is, la'af echot kimat en koach l'sheves kamashos. The truth is, nobody has the ability to sit many hours. Avala emesi, but the truth is, that everybody does have the strength. What does that mean? When a person enters these hours of reflection, when he sits down, he should immediately say the following tefillah. Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Master of the Universe, Gam Avur Hadaka Rishona, even for the first minute, I don't have a shadow of imagination that I think I can do it on my own. I don't fool myself for a moment. I know I cannot do any of this. But I recognize in the depths of my heart, you are the one who gives me the strength for this. And if you give me a moment, is your hand so short that you can't give me more than this? I know that even for a moment of self-reflection, I don't have the strength without you. So you're giving me the first second, so give me more seconds. Give me hours. Ha hergesh, this feeling. Shizman muat yeshli koach v'kamashos lo. That for a short period of time, I do have the strength. But for many hours, I don't have the strength. That feeling, Novea mechisorum pnimi bemuna. It comes out of an inner deficiency in faith. Hapshuta. In simple faith. Shabore nosim b'chol rega sakoch. That God gives strength every moment. If you say, I can do it for a couple minutes and I can't do it for an hour, so what are you really saying? That Hashem's doing nothing. That Hashem's doing nothing. Who gave me the first minutes to do this? Hashem. So, Hashem's got a lot of strength. He's not limited to giving you power for a few moments. He can give you power for hours. So are you denying the fact that he can give you the power? If a person can really reach the feeling that he has no power, once you realize you have no power for anything, rather than the opposite, Zoe haschalas nekudas hamoitze amenashi lokach. This becomes the beginning point in which you will realize that you've got the strength from Hashem. Hu medaber imar bani shalom b'mini pshutas. You speak to Hashem with simple words. V'ayimrul and you tell Hashem, Rabbani shalom ani dal chalosh benefesh. I am weak in strength. B'tshukos v'ritzonos, and I'm weak in yearnings, ambitions, and desires and wants. If you don't give me, ainli mishel atzmi klum, I have nothing of my own. So kishadam agi lahakara mitis, when a person comes to that true recognition, shekol mashiyesh lo zumat nashamayim, that everything he has to give from Hashem, niftach lufan hashara miti lashpa, now is open the gate, the true gate, for God to give you that flow of kindness. When you recognize that you need it from Hashem, then you're open to receive it from Hashem. That's the point. If a person could truly feel that he's not capable of doing anything, if a person can feel that he's not capable, he needs to feel this in regarding everything in the path of his life. Lo rak shulo yachol litzmach adam gadol. Not only that he can't grow up to being a big person, l'shegam lagia mikan lebeso hulo yachol. Even to walk from here to his house, he's not able to. You can't do anything. Elamai, what are you going to say? Lagia mikan lebeso umargishu kenyot. What are you going to say? From here to walk, from here to my house, I am able. Kanakfira. That's the heresy. That's the heresy of his all. To say, I am doing things on my own, that's heresy. Imas argosha zu, this feeling, shemikan lebeis yuchalokia, if you can, this feeling that I can go on my own to my house, hu yivatel, he can nullify that heretical thought. V'yakar b'kach, and he can recognize, shabori sparach hu zehameviyoso, that's Hashem that brings him even to this small point. There's no doubt that God could bring him to all the other points that he's hoping to get to, that he's longing to get, because then Hashem can get you everywhere. As long as you are open to Hashem's blessings, Hashem is ready to give it to you. When you start saying, no, this you can't do, this you can do, then God's saying, you know, I'm not interested. You're not really realizing where it's coming from. So now, tchushazu, this feeling, this reaction, einanovas mikatnas akor, this doesn't come from a smallness of strength. Elameyetzes a yetzer, it comes from the yetzahara. Shimata esa odom lachshov shiyeshon dvarm shen v'kochov, yeshon dvarm shen v'kochov. The yetzer makes a person make a mistake, he confuses a person to think the following heretical thought, that there are certain things I am able to do and certain things I'm not able to do. That's a heretical thought. Right? Because that's saying that God isn't able to do things. God can't, in other words, you're saying, God, you're really not doing anything. And it's what I do, that's what I accomplish. So I can walk across the street. I can do this, I can do that. Other things I can't do. And Hashem, you really aren't able to do anything. That's what's really going on. So that's not a good thing. That's coming right from the Yetzer Hara. Ha'em, see, the truth is, Shum davar lo bekoach shel af adam. Nothing is in the ability of any man. Kechol she'adam bar mala yoser, to whatever extent that a person is of a higher level, who makir yoser as af siyu so, he recognizes more his nothingness. Lo anava shel mitzvah, this is not humility of a mitzvah. the mitzvah of humility, el hakora amitis b'pnimis hanefesh, the true recognition of what's going on deep down in your soul. Shebechol rega shumadaber, every moment that he speaks, bechol rega shumaniya esyaro, every moment he moves his hands, hakol hu meitis baruch, everything comes from Hashem. V'yado yisbarach lo kitzar meloshia, and the hand of Hashem is not too short for salvation, elhi rechavim le, it's wide and full. So now, Zohi Siba Rishona Madua Odom Eine Yochel Liton Shavodas Oine Bishol. This is the first reason why a person cannot say, this isn't for me. Right? Person says, I can't do this. He says, no. We've already given you one reason why this is not true. Because Hashem can give you anything. And you have to recognize that Hashem is the one who is able to give you anything. Okay. That's number one. Next category. Rak Ha'akshon Yatzliach. Only the stubborn succeed. Sibashniya, second reason why you can't say that you're not able to do this, why this isn't for you. Mekubal v'shem ha'grozal, it's accepted. We know from the Vilna Gaon Shema that tells us the following principle. Sheha akshon yatzliach, the stubborn will succeed. That's his mantra. Umidvarav nishma shemi she'ena akshon lo yatzliach. We learn from his words that someone who isn't stubborn will not succeed. Inyan zeh shayach b'chol tchum u'tchum echaim. This concept is applicable in every aspect of life. Havon etzayir latzveinu. Let's make a picture for ourselves. B'yom harishon shel shnas alimodim sholchim anu es haben lilmod b'cheder. First day of the schooling of a little child, we send him to cheder to learn Torah. The kid comes home after the first day of school. Okay, Maishallah, how's your first day of school? And he tells his father three words. Ze lo bishvili. This is not for me. I sit all day in a chair. Come, it's Aleph. Oh, come, it's Beis. Oh, it's boring. I can't stand it. I can't. When the father hears the son say this, Magia miyad lemaskona nichretzes. The father comes to a very sharp conclusion, right? Beniza eni yochel luma b'cheder rogel. My child can't learn in a regular school. Yeshlim lo miskeres miches. We have to find a unique place for this fellow. It's not going to work. Right? You have this. Unfortunately, kids are in school. They're in a little trouble. And it's, oh, my kid is not good, suited for the double curriculum in Jewish day schools. They can't take the double program of Hebrew and English. We're going to have to make it easy on him, just send him to a public school. No, this is not for me. You know, it's unfortunate. I've seen this too often where, you know, kids, you know, where they pull the kid out in grade one. You know, the truth is, kids are lazy, good for nothing. He needs a good kick in you know where, and says, get to work. And work a little harder. No, a little tzaddikal. We have to. We can't make life too hard for him, the poor 6-year-old. And we're gonna have to coddle him and give him whatever he wants. You know, these parents just want everything for their kids, and it's not for you, right? And that's what happens. That's what happens. Kemuvan, it's understood. Shemilim elu nishmas l'chol echad tmus b'yoser. That these words make for us to hear. We hear from this to everybody wondrous things. But this is the truth. Why do we look at this as such an unusual thing? Because we say, every kid goes to school. Why should this kid be the exception? Every kid comes from school. Every kid's fine. Your kid says it's not for him. Because of one day where the kid says it doesn't seem to be working out, we just take him out of the track that every kid can go to. Every kid's fine and your kid's not, and one day we just pull him out. We're not talking about a kid who's momish, learning disabled, and got severe educational issues over here. So one day the kid says, it's not for me. The friend says, okay, Tatala, we don't want to stress you. We don't want to give you all this stress, chas v'shalom, and go out and have fun and play ball all day. You know, we realize if it's good for everybody else, it's good for him. Adam Shekhaikach, a guy who lives this way, Gam Klapayas, even regarding himself, who miskin Godel, he's in big danger. Bechol Dover, Ubechol Inyan, Hamoydid Esel Adasim, Huyachal Olohu, right, in any aspect, when a person's trying to measure and to know, is he able or not? Im Kulam Yachol, if everybody else is able to do it, Gam Ani Yachol, I'm also able to do this. Im Kulam Lo Yachol, if they're all not able to do it, Gam Ani Lo Yachol, I'm not able to do this. Right? So Adam Kazeh, Ukamo, Keves, Haholich, Achray, a person like this is a guy like a sheep going after the flock. Whatever comes out of him, comes out of him. It comes out of them, will come out of him. Im Eila Shifas, if that's the person's ambitions, Emal Dabr. There's nothing to talk about. In other words, this whole example with the kid. What's he giving this whole example with the kid? He's saying, you know, what, when we look at such a story, we figure it's ridiculous. If every other kid could do it, he could do it. So it's so strange. If a kid says, I can't, and the parent says, yeah, you can't. No, the parent would say, listen, every kid goes to school, you go to school. Isn't that what happens? You know, you don't think my kids want to get up so early and go to school? They don't want to go to school. So listen, every other kid can go to school, you can go to school. Finished. That's the way we normally respond. So you say, you know, that general, you know, that's true. But if that's our general thought about everything, you know, then we got problems. Because we're going to see shortly, a lot of people don't think they can be very great. Most people think they can't be very great, and you're going to think like everybody else, that's not going to be good. So that's what he's going to knock it down right now. He says, Reishis, number one, Im Kain, if that's the case, Adam Tzarech L'das, the person needs to know, Shekol Echad Hu Ishius B'fnei Atzma, everyone is his own unique personality. She'enonim Dedes Klal B'yachzachem, that is not measured against anybody else. That's the worst thing, to measure yourself against other people. Ruvain Hulo Shimon, V'Shimon Hulo Levi. Ruvain is not Shimon, and Shimon is not Levi, etc., etc. Adam Nimdad B'yofen Ishi Rak Hu V'Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person has to be measured in an individual way. It's just him and God. You look at yourself as your own person. Don't compare yourself to others. It's you and Hashem in terms of what you have to accomplish. Now that's number one. But Aval Iker HaKoshi, but the main problem of what we're seeing over here, notes is implanted Kisha'adam Min Nasav L'Masrich, is when a person tries and isn't successful. And then he says, Zeh lo bishvili, this is not for me. Lama zeh lo bishvilo, why is this not for him? Ki unisavam, because I tried once, what do you want? Pamayim twice, Vav Shalosh and three, and I didn't succeed. And that's how the person makes his analysis. He says, I tried once, twice, three times, it didn't work. It's obviously a proof that it is not for me. Zoi ikra nakuda monas me adam lahasi kol hasogashi. This is the main point that prevents a person from achieving any accomplishments. Bitsura kazos, if that's your attitude, ain sikui sheik nemashu, there's no hope you can ever acquire anything. Vadai she'ef shulakayim Torah mitzvahs, it is certainly possible to accomplish the learning of Torah and the doing of mitzvahs. Aval amedrega panimis, but at an inner level, lamaymin shala nevish batarasa, but to reach a purity of soul, lo yegeh, he's not going to reach. In other words, it's possible for a person to do some mitzvahs, but to reach this deeper level that we are striving for, to live with Hashem on a constant level, you're not going to reach it if you think, you know, if it doesn't go easy, give it up. You know, some mitzvahs go easy, so you do these mitzvahs. You know, between all the mitzvahs, some have to go easy. Okay, so I do the mitzvahs. You know, it's not so hard, but this stuff over, this is impossible. So you're talking, we're going to reach it. Kaldaver shalom higia I love mitoch amol v'yigia. Anything that you can't reach, that you can't reach from working hard, right? Mitoch his akshus shenamod bimkomo velozaz mishom ashe sliach, and from stubbornness that he stands in his place and doesn't move until he succeeds. Davar kaze einenu kinyan amiti hakonin lo la'olam. This is something that will not be a true acquisition forever. In other words, what he's saying is that the thing doesn't come easily, right? And it's like a funny sentence, the way he's wording it. What?
It's like he's
double negative. You got nothing
from it in the spiritual sense.
So in other words, if you're not working hard for it and you don't have to be stubborn for it, so then what did you really accomplish? If something came easily, something came real easily, then what have you accomplished? You know, it goes easy. I didn't have to work hard. I didn't have to be stubborn for it. And it comes to me. So what did you really accomplish? That's not really accomplishments in life. And we fool ourselves into thinking we've accomplished a lot. A real accomplishment is if something's hard. Something's really hard. What did you ever accomplish in your life that came easily? I'd like to know. You tried it. It came right away. You didn't have to stick with it. And you succeeded within minutes. So what could you stand back and let me say, wow, this is an accomplishment I'm really proud of. Tell me anything that came from that. That came with ease. What came from ease? You guys learned how to daven. Was easy? I mean, to really daven properly. To read the words, understand the words, and know what you're davening. Yeah, that came in the first half hour. Right? So now if you can do it, you can daven properly, that came with hard work. So what real accomplishment came easily? That's what he's saying. He's saying, that's what the Gra is saying. You have to be stubborn.
Yeah, but he says also that if you are stubborn, that in the end, that's not what is going to get you where you're supposed to go.
No, that's what he's saying. He's saying, you got to be stubborn. That's what he's saying. The person says, I tried it once, I can't do it. I tried it twice, I can't do it. I tried it three times, I can't do it. Forget it, I can't do it. So the answer is, what are you talking about? You got to try many more times, and eventually you'll get it. You got to daven to Hashem. You got to ask Him to help you. You keep plugging away, plugging away, plugging away, plugging away, plugging away, and then it comes. It will come, but you've got to be stubborn.
In the previous chapter, he says that we start with nothing. We really cannot do anything on our own. Absolutely
right.
Nothing.
Right.
We have to ask Hashem to help us to do things.
Right. But when does Hashem help you?
He comes with stubbornness, which is something that comes from within us, not from Hashem.
No, stubborn means, listen, you on your own you can't accomplish anything, right? You try once, twice, three times, it's not for me, and you give up. Then you're not going to get anything. Hashem says, I don't help people who only try a couple times. Hashem says, you want me to help you? I want to see how badly you want it. I want to see how many times you're going to try. And when you keep trying and trying and trying and trying, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu, 40 days was at Har Sinai. Every day Hashem taught him, every day he forgot. After the third day, he should have left the mountain and said, forget it, it's not for me. It's not for me. You know, he was a humble guy. He said, listen, I realize I'm not smart enough. I'm leaving. I'm leaving the mountain. No, he stayed 40 days. He stayed till the very end. And then Hashem said, here, I'm going to give it to you as a gift. Going to give you all the Torah, you're going to remember it now. And it's going to be a gift. So, it was because he was stubborn. He was stubborn and he said, I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep trying until I get it. Until Hashem gives it to me. That's the stubbornness that we have to have. Of course, at the end of the day, nothing is us. But our stubbornness can be us. I can be stubborn. I will keep trying. So the question no one's asked yet, I'm surprised no one's asked it yet. So how long can you be stubborn until maybe it really isn't for you?
Right.
That's so Rashi tells us 5 years.
Okay.
The Levim would have to practice 5 years.
Right, before they go.
And if after 5 years it didn't go, okay, do something else. Now, why do they say 5 years? Because, you know, the truth is if anybody would be stubborn for 5 years, Hashem would help them. If you give up before the 5 years are up, then you won't work. It won't work. But you have to try for a long time. No, these things are not meant to succeed quickly. You know, you have, there's many, many people, you know, they're working on things and sometimes it takes 30 years till they succeed. You know, and who's to say that wasn't how long Hashem wanted it to take? But that's the point. You have to be stubborn. You have to keep trying again and again and again and again. And finally, one time Hashem will say, okay, I'm going to give it to you now. And that's what it comes from, the stubbornness. So there's the consistency which we spoke about yesterday. You have to, the patience, rather. You have to have the patience that the success will eventually come. But we want to have the feeling now. We've already said that's not, that's an illusion. It doesn't come immediately. B, you have to be able to be stubborn to keep on plugging away, you know, because it doesn't come right away. But that's what he says. Anything, you know, that doesn't come out of effort and through stubbornness, right? So anything like that, you really haven't accomplished anything. People want to open a business and be a millionaire in the first 3 months. That, and that's why people like to gamble.
Yeah.
Why do people want to gamble? Why is there such a sickness of gambling? You know why? Because you can be a millionaire right away. I don't have to work hard. You see how gambling is such a product of this society? A godless society, because I don't want to be the guy, you know, who has to go to med school and this school and that school and study for 12 years and then get a good job. Can't wait that long. I'll go to the casino. There you see, I'll win $100,000 in one night. Right? So what did you acquire? What did you really acquire? I mean, you're lucky. There's always the one person who does that. Right? But that's not, you really haven't accomplished anything, and you couldn't daven Hashem and get that money? But you haven't really look back in your life, please. Sammy. What are you proud of? What you did in your life? What are you proud of that you did in your life?
Hard work.
The things that took hard work. If you're proud to have a good marriage, yeah, you got to be patient. A good marriage does not come right away, right? Mm. You got to work, and you got to work, and you got to fail many, many times. And finally, after, you know, 25 years, okay, you know, it's beginning to work. Baruch Hashem, it's beginning to work. It's beginning to work.
Thanks. You know. Where's our encouragement?
Well, that's what it is. That's what it is. And okay, Baruch Hashem, I stuck it out. It's working. It's working. Baruch Hashem. And this will still be challenging, but, you know, it's beginning to get there. Yeah. No, but I'm saying, you know, but you got to be patient with it. You got to be stubborn, right? Hasiba hamitis sherov hanashim eina misalim lepachas achas mem. The real, true reason why most people don't succeed in life, he ke'ein lam savlonus la'avod betzuris retzinis. They don't have the patience to work seriously, to work at it every day. We see this even in the mundane physical world as well. A person opens up a business. Right? You open up a business, there's a storefront opened up, you want to open up a business. But derech klal, in general, first couple of years, don't expect to make a profit. Don't expect to make a profit. Zeus man hahashka. That's the time where you got to sink your investments. Plan a loss. Year one, year two, maybe by year two, three, you break even. Rach behemshech, but as you keep going, magim haravachim hanoim, then the nice profits come along. But you have to be prepared to stick it out. Vinei, kishamigia adam lavodas Hashem, when a person reaches service of Hashem, imu amo vetzura musuyamis, if he works in a certain way, v'lora pri, he doesn't see any fruits to his labor, Miyad Masik, he immediately concludes incorrectly, Ze lo bishvili, this is not for me. So now let's think about what this person is really saying. Now this is the same guy who goes to the office every day for the last 25 years. Hi Boilamazeh, regarding this world, Humukun Lashkias Man Rav. Isn't he prepared to sink in much effort, time, resources, and to wait patiently for the results to come? Didn't the same guy open up a business and struggle for 4 or 5 years till it became successful? Wasn't he prepared to go to university and then to law school and all those things till he eventually became a lawyer? And it took him 6, 7 years till he finally, and then he had an article and he had to work, you know, as a nothing lawyer for 3, 4, 5. And then, you know, okay, you know, after 10 years, he became a partner. And now he's making good money. Right? Oh, for that, why didn't you say it's not for me? First law exam. So it's too hard. It's too many hours to work and say, it's not for me. I'm not going to be a lawyer. Right? People don't do that. So why do we not give up in that? How come in this world we're prepared to this? You know why? Hatshuva, he answers, ain't brary, you got no choice, buddy. You know, Hushalas Kalasar, he spoke to every businessman before he opened up the business. For Amr, they said, Sha'im Breira, there's no choice. Kach Ovdin, that's the way it goes. Go to any business course. Go to anybody. How did you see it? Oh, the first 5 years were murder. You gotta work like a dog. You're hardly gonna make any money. You gotta make sure to live on a little bit. Just barely. But you'll see, if you're good and you're smart and you work hard, eventually it will see. But there's no other way to succeed in business without patience and consistently hard work. You have no choice. There is no shortcuts to success in business. Right? Shnosayim Rishonos, the first couple of years, Isaac Laravchi, you're not getting any profit. And then the business is successful. You know, that's a problem. See, nowadays, you know, this was the way it was until recently. Now, episodes, this phenomena, you know, these guys, you know, start these, like, internet companies.
Right.
And they come with these IPOs. And all of a sudden, they become millionaires in a year. You know, that's a mirage. That's not the typical, and then everybody says, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the way it usually works. There's always an exception. These guys are lucky, you know. They Google. Came up with a clever idea.
Google.
But there aren't that many clever ideas available out there. You know, and there's the few guys. Then everybody's going to open up an IPO, and then you see they all are failing. It doesn't work. Everybody's got all these things. People can invest lots of money, and they're all, you know, lost lots of money. Because, you know, there's only a couple Googles that work.
Right.
Right? But that's that Yates artist. You know, you get an exception. Everybody thinks, I'll be the exception. But that's not how it works. But generally speaking, if you're a competent person, you put in hard effort, you will see a return on your work. And there is no other way really to succeed. You know, the Yates artist says, oh yeah, look, this guy Google did it. So there are ways. I'll come with a great idea, get a little bit of money, and I'll become a millionaire overnight. That's not the general rule of life. 99% of successful people aren't that way. So that's the way it is in the business world. So we go to page Sadi Gimel. Yishal Naha Adam. As kol adas hasarchim shalom adasam. Now, till now we've been talking about the regular businessmen. Now we're going to talk about the businessmen of spiritual development.
Before we get to that, what happened to the little kid? Like, the little kid doesn't have the tools to go through all the adults.
Back to the little kid in school?
Yeah.
The parent says, too bad, you're going back tomorrow, buddy.
So it's the parents that have to do it.
Oh, yeah. That's what the parent's job is. The kid comes home, I don't want to go to school. The parent sits the kid down and says, listen, I want you to know when I was your age, I didn't want to go to school too. But you know what? I did go to school in Baruch Hashem. I went to school and I became smart and I knew how to do this. And Baruch Hashem, I can lead the services in this. And a Jewish boy has to know Torah and this. And then you bribe them and you do this. You do what you can, but you make sure he goes to school every day. So, you know, it's easy. When you're a parent, you could force a kid to do anything. Just about.
Kids are like that. Just the exception. Once in a while, you get a kid that doesn't really want to do it. So that's when it applies. Most of the kids are okay. They go to school and they start and they're fine.
Okay. So, you know, first of all, I don't know how true that is. I think there's a lot of kids who don't want to go to school. So, you know, a lot, you know.
The kids come to the office, the first grade
ones. Yeah, I'm saying, you know. Yeah, you know, the kids that, you know, it's scary. And a lot of kids, so okay, if you're smart, you make school fun and enjoyable. We try to compensate for that natural desire not to go to school. But, you know, initially, you know, all parents have to work at this. You know, I didn't like going to school. I remember that. And a lot of my kids, the boys especially, don't like going to school. You know, they just don't. It's always a schlep. It's always a schlep. But you know, but you got to push. You got to force. So now, let's go back. So when we talk about the business world and we interview the 100 successful businessmen, all 100 say it's you got to work hard. You got to be patient. You got to be stubborn. And you know, but I don't want to do that. Sorry, Mac. There's no other way to do it. Aim brera. Sorry, you're just not going to make any money if you're not prepared to do this. So now let's turn around. Let's talk about the spiritual businessmen. They're spiritual businessmen as well. How to be a pious Jew. That is people in the business. So let's ask the people in the business. As the Ovdim Hamitim, the true servants of Hashem. Im heim hir gishu har goshim achre yom yomayim v'afil achre chodesh v'chachayim. Do they have feelings after a day or two or even after months? You know, that after a couple months on the job, they've mamish felt like big tzaddikim. Oh, I feel like the Chavetz Chaim after 3 weeks. O shema at sheniftechu lahem sharei ora lokach lahem zman rav. Or maybe until the gates of light opened up, took a long time. Aval heim heminu b'baal malachtim, they believed in the master of their work. As the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, remember, the workers are lazy, the time is short, the boss is pushing, but the end is, shenemen baal malachtecha l'sham schacha, you could trust the master, he will pay you for your work. V'yadu nemana, and they knew clearly, but every drop of effort doesn't get lost. That's what they really understood. We say it every Shabbos and Yontif in Shir HaMalos. We're obliged to go with the path that says, Hazoirim Bedimo, we sow with tears. When he wants and makes you successful, Hashem gives the person this aspect of what? With singing, you will harvest. Service to Hashem has to come with sacrifice. Mitoch yediyah brura, with a clear understanding, ki yesh la'amol al kol nekuda pam pamayim eser ve'eshivu me'ya pamim. That every effort you need the first time, second time, 10 times, 20 times, 100 times. Upam ha'me'ya ve'echad. And at the 101st time, maybe the gates of illumination will open on the 101st time. Which they know you have to keep trying and trying and trying and trying and trying and trying. You know that it will ultimately work, but you gotta be patient until it comes. So these are the double barrel suggestion. Barrel number one is that the person has to be very patient. And barrel number two, you got to be very stubborn. So you can't just be patient and say, I'll twiddle my thumbs till the spirituality comes. Stubborn means I'm going to go and hit my head against the wall again and again and again and again until it will eventually succeed. Hashem Yasren, Hashem should help us. We shouldn't be like these people who make ourselves small and have small concepts of who we can be, small ambitions. And we prevent, as it were, from Hashem to bestow this good upon us. Because the fact that we give up after the first couple times, Hashem says, well, you've given up, I have no means with which to give you. When you're trying, you're giving me the ability that when you're trying, I can give it to you. But once you stop trying, you can't wake up one day and wake up being the Chafetz Chaim. Elokol echad v'echad yishav shifa mitzvah. Every shifa, true ambitions. Litzmoach legalos v'netzuros. We should grow into greatness. Lasas nachas ruach liyotzer, to be able to give this pleasure to our Creator, who can bestow this kindness upon us. So we should be inspired by this chapter to say that I have shifas for greatness, and I know that, you know, once I open up the eye of the needle, everything is going to come. I'm going to be patient till it comes, and I'm going to be stubborn till it comes. Shall be zoche. See, the problem is, again, you see, that we can take this idea of stubbornness that's supposed to be a spiritually good quality, and what do? We turn it into a negative quality. You know, all the negative things in life we're stubborn with. You know, a person makes a mistake, and they won't say I'm wrong, and they'll be stubborn. No, I'm going to stick with this until the very end, just to show that I was right, and then everything falls apart. So for the wrong things, we're stubborn. We should, Mirza Shem, be stubborn for the good things, and Mirza Shem will be successful in this effort that we're working on. Okay, have a good Erev Shabbos.